I got a lot of requests from a couple assembly members and from members of the public to run again. The only reason why I didn't want to do it would have been to spend more time with my kids.
That's Assemblyman Aaron Swanson, and the father of two has reason to pause, because no matter how you time manage, being on the assembly is a great deal of work. There's two monthly meetings, commission meetings, and special meetings, not to mention keeping up with the many emails and phone calls and people stopping you in the grocery store. You're looking at 10, even 20 extra hours a week. But Swanson wants to return for two reasons. One, he was asked by others, and two, because the city is at a critical juncture. There's serious shortfalls with both local and state revenue.
It's, you know, hard to balance the budget, living with the lifestyle that we've already come accustomed to. Our roads are falling apart. Our water lines are falling apart, but we got to pay for them. And the trouble now is to find the resources to actually pay for it.
As far as problems go, it's a Gordian knot, a tangle of numbers and unknowns and other people's jobs and livelihoods that the assembly is responsible for. And that's why Swanson feels he has a leg up over his fellow candidates. He's been examining this knot for the past 3 years.
First time you're running for assembly, you think you have all the answers. And then once you get to the table, you realize that you don't. You don't have a clue. And it takes time to, you know, figure things out while you're up there. And I think that's probably what I'm bringing away from the table is I have the experience and I've already been on there. I've come in thinking that I had all the answers and I didn't.
Case in point, vehicle registration tax. This tax charges $200 on every car you own for 2 years. Senior citizens are exempted on the first vehicle. Now, when Swanson first ran in 2012, he vehemently opposed this tax. But now, given the severity of SICA's budget deficit for next year, $2.5 million, Swanson is open to the idea. He is able to change his mind. He's still making up his mind, though, about how to vote on Proposition 1. That's the ballot question approved by the Assembly, asking SICAns to raise the cap on the mill rate by 2 mills.
One, I don't own property, so I don't think it's my responsibility to vote yes or no. I would like to see it passed, but I'm not going to hold my breath on it.
But he wants voters to have the chance to weigh in. On both first and second reading to put this question on the ballot, Swanson voted yes. If it doesn't pass, the next assembly will have to look elsewhere for revenue and whittle city spending. When it comes to budget cuts, Swanson doesn't want to see any further reductions to one area.
Public safety is a key importance in SICA.
He served on the Police and Fire Commission before joining the assembly and is their liaison today. When it comes to his speaking style during the meetings, Swanson is far more of a listener than an orator. He'll make and second motions, but for the most part during deliberations, he sits back. And on those occasions where he does speak, he says he strives to be a voice of reason that represents the working class. I asked him about this, imagining what a critic of Aaron Swanson would say, which would be something like, "That guy, he doesn't say enough."
That's exactly what I would expect a critic to say.
Yeah. What would you say to that person?
It doesn't matter what you say. It matters how you vote.
I checked Swanson on this a bit. And in the past year of assembly votes, it's a 7-person body, Swanson's vote has tipped the balance half a dozen times, such as when the assembly moved to zero out funding for the ride this year, or modernize SICA's tax collection policy. One vote can make a difference. That's true on the assembly table and true on election day. His sons, who are 7 and 9, are ready.
They know I'm running for the assembly. They actually drew up some little construction paper signs and held them up.
That's so cute. What'd they say?
I said Aaron Swanson for assembly.
With two E's?
With two E's.
Those elections for assembly are on Tuesday, October 4th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.